Hello everyone, this is Jeffrey. I welcome Luigi Ferri to the podcast as a guest host. He is someone that makes great posts on LinkedIn, and I really enjoy his content, and I reached out to him and asked him to begin making these short podcasts. He's an expert, great stuff to say, and I hope that you all will reach out to him. And I do thank Luigi for allowing us to host his podcast. Also, this is our attempt to help amplify voices wherever anyone is around the world that has great things to say. And I thank him for it. And if you would like your voice amplified, please reach out to me. Thank you very much, Luigi, and you all let us know, Luigi and I, what you think, and have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Welcome to Service Management Leadership, a podcast where we delve into the intricacies of IT service management and IT security, examining cutting-edge trends and established best practices. I am your host, Luigi Ferri, an ITSM and IT security professional, joining you from Germany. A special note of appreciation to Jeffrey Tefertiller for inviting me on his podcast, which underscores the pivotal role of podcasting in the realms of ITSM and IT security. In this session, we are going to expand on a concept that's integral of ITIL 4 and beyond, the minimum viable product, or MVP, and its evolution towards minimum viable IT service management. So, what exactly is an MVP? An MVP is not just a skeletal version of a product. It's a strategic tool designed with enough features to engage early adopters. The objective? To secure vital feedback for subsequent development phases. The MVP model is rooted in software development, but it's a concept that's increasingly influential in IT service management. It's about launching services that are nimble enough to adapt to user feedback, market demands, and the evolving landscape of IT security. But why does this matter? An MVP approach is more than just a launch strategy. It's a mindset. It encourages validating your service offerings, harvesting insights from initial user experiences, mitigating the risks associated with the new service introductions, accelerating your service delivery. However, the true advancement in our field comes from translating the MVP into minimum viable IT service management. Inspired by the origins of the MVP, MVITSM aims to implement just enough process to fulfill your organization's unique needs, goals, and circumstances. When we adopt an MVITSM approach, we emphasize three positive aspects. Minimized risks. Similar to an MVP, MVITSM focuses on critical services features to satisfy early adopters and uses feedback to refine services, reducing the chances of costly overcommitment. Expedited delivery. By concentrating on the essential aspect of service management, you can bring your services to the market more swiftly. user-centric services. Gathering and applying user feedback ensures your IT services evolve in direct response to user needs, avoiding the pitfalls of over-engineered or irrelevant features. Embracing MVITSM means embracing a culture of efficiency and continuous improvement. It's about adopting a mindset that values transparency, highlights inefficiencies, and emphasizes quality at speed with cost effectiveness. As ITSM and IT security professionals, it's essential to foster agility and lean principles in our service design and delivery. For those looking to enhance their understanding of MVITSM or wish to connect with me, please visit my LinkedIn profile provided in the episode description. And with that, we wrap up today's conversation. I'm Luigi Ferri, thanking you for tuning in. Stay connected and secure until our next episode. Bye.